That's how a big company like FedEx plans to weather the recession. Now we'll visit a family-owned store in Boston that's struggling to stay open. In our series on how businesses are coping with the recession, NPR's Tovia Smith visits a houseware store called Bowl & Board.
Mark Giaruso didn't need the government to tell him the economy was in a recession. He could tell by his shower curtains.
Our shower curtain business is like our canary in the coal mine, because the first thing people need when they move an apartment is a shower curtain.
Giaruso says he's always sold hundreds of them, that is, till a few months ago.
All of a sudden, just froze, stop, no turnover. People aren't moving.
Giaruso says it may be the bleakest moment in the 40-plus years since his father first opened the store called Bowl & Board in Cambridge. The business became an institution in Harvard Square, selling its eclectic mix of earthy and trendy housewares and spawning new stores in Martha's Vineyard, Providence, and Brookline. Things were so busy, Giaruso and manager Mara De La Rosa say they could barely keep up.
Remember, you were stressed. Hey, can I help you, you know?
No, I remember.
All you heard was the stairs, up and down the stairs.
God, yeah.
And now?
You see, I'm here with my dog hanging. I mean,
no one's here.
It's unbelievable. Crank up the music. The fewer people we have in the store, the louder I play the music.
Music, marketing, Giaruso's even got his staff using mind games to try and boost sales and spirits.
Have you heard about our sale?
Nope, just kind of looking around.
Yeah, we're having a good news sale. If you share a piece of your good news with us, we'll give you 10% off.
Let me see. The holidays are coming. That's always good news.
But Bowl & Board's news is bad. Sales have sunk 30%, and Giaruso is cut to the bone, slashing everything from employees to their health insurance. He's even started giving customers their purchases without a bag.
I trained all my employees that the motion is create it like it's not an option. Wrap it up. Here you go, and go right on to the next customer.
Ultimately, Giaruso knows the nickel and diming isn't going to do it. He's seriously behind in rent at two of his three stores, and he's late with many of his vendors, who are now refusing to sell him more product until he pays up.
How are you?
Good. Would you have a curtain rod for a bathtub?
Yeah, we did. We're at a very dangerous moment where your lack of inventory starts to affect your sales. I don't see. Yeah, we're out.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thanks.
A month ago, I'd be screaming, where are the shower rods? You know, this is like milk for a convenience store. Don't want to be without, right?
Today, however, it's just another of the many challenges of surviving a recession.
Well, can I help you? Hi, good.
Once again, it's a vendor looking to collect.
I know, but Margaret, what do you think I'm going to say? You think I'm going to call you and say, hey, we're not going to pay you? All right, you know, hey, we need trust, right? Yeah, I'm starving too.
These days, there's no such thing as a grace period.
I'm getting barked at 3 days late.
Never used to get that.
No, and they're like, people are going out of business on them. So they're like, I apologize, but we're nervous.
They're panicked.
Yeah, yeah.
The prospect of having to close himself has kept Giaruso up at night. His Brookline store is hemorrhaging money, but he hates to even think about shuttering or shrinking the family business his dad built from nothing.
I have five brothers and sisters to answer to. And my dad, someone's got to keep Bowl & Board going.
Another way Giaruso's trying to gin up business is with custom orders. One customer wants a butcher block cart cut smaller. Another wants lights put into a glass cupboard.
These are all things where we used to just say, nope. Don't have, you know?
But now you chase it.
That's all we have to do to survive. I'm all right with it.
As it gets closer to Christmas, however, Giaruso's jaunty manner starts to wane. The landlords have just raised his rent 30% in Brookline, and he's locked into a 4-year lease.
They're charging too much money for what this is. A cell phone store can justify these kind of numbers, and a bank. And then these banks are being bailed out. It's like, get real.
After agonizing about it for weeks, Giaruso finally cracks.
Hey.
What's up, Jerry?
How are you?
He comes to ask his realtor, Jerry Kampler, to start looking for someone else to take over his lease if the landlords won't give him a break on the rent.
If it gets ugly, then I say, all right, see you later. I pull out end of December, and you put the big signs up and just really push it.
Are you really considering doing it? You lock the door as of December.
Okay, I can't get emotional over it. There it is. It's cut and dry. It's croaking me.
Right.
Outside the realtor's office, however, Giaruso is less guarded and concedes he's still slightly tormented by the prospect of closing. Then, as if on cue, his BlackBerry buzzes with news.
Ann Taylor closing 117 stores. Mervyn's bankruptcy. Circuit City bankruptcy. Shoe Pavilion bankruptcy.
It's distressing, but oddly also reassuring.
It makes me feel better not... You know, you always think you did something personally wrong. You know, you always... Am I doing the... I'm always questioning. I'm hard on myself.
But that tells you it's not you.
Yeah.
Giaruso's hoping the big box store's closings will mean more customers for little guys like him, and he'll be able to stay open. It may happen, but even Giaruso says you wouldn't really want to bet the store on it. Tovia Smith, NPR News.